USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The federal election interference case against former President Donald Trump in Washington has been temporarily stayed by U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan while the appeals process unfolds. Trump's lawyers sought the stay, and though Special Counsel Jack Smith's team opposed a complete halt, certain filings may proceed to maintain the March 4th trial date. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against President's son, Hunter. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky said the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Hunter Biden announced outside the Capitol today that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing, and he will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. Federal Reserve policymakers are maintaining current interest rates, as announced by Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Powell noted it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment.
We're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
The decision marks the third consecutive meeting in which the central bank has opted to defer interest rate hikes. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Biden had mentioned to donors that Israel was losing global support due to indiscriminate bombing in its war with Hamas. And the House has introduced a dedicated email address for reporting anti-Semitism on college campuses. You can go to report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. President Biden has concluded a private White House meeting with the families of 8 Americans previously held hostage by Hamas.
We are here because the president and his team have been bringing out light in this dark time.
The hostage were among the 240 individuals taken during Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Following a 7-day ceasefire, Hamas released over 100 hostages, but approximately 140 individuals are still held captive. Elon Musk is launching a STEM-focused high school in the Austin area, investing $100 million of his own funds. That's according to tax filings revealed by Bloomberg News. After relocating to Texas during the pandemic, Musk envisions expanding the initiative into a university dedicated to top-tier education. The IRS has approved his application for tax-exempt status. The Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery is featuring a portrait of Oprah Winfrey created by Chicago-based artist Sean Michael Warren. The full-length artwork depicts Winfrey in a floor-length purple gown holding an olive branch on her estate in California. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.